Hello, beautiful friend. I can't believe how... Wait, I want you to hear this.
If not today, then why make your promises? A love declared for days to come is as good as none.
This is Tracy Chapman, and the reason I wanted to play this song, I don't actually know everything she's saying, but the beginning she says, if not now, when? Or maybe she says, if not now, then when? I didn't look up the lyrics. I just liked the title, If Not Now, which really felt like it went along with what's on my mind right now. And what I was starting to say, what I started to say to you before I stopped myself is that also, I just can't believe how quickly the weeks go by. I don't know if it feels that way for you, but it sure does for me. It feels like, wow, here we are again. Another audio lovegram. And I started these, I think it was in March of last year. And I'm a little bit astounded in a way. I'm just a little bit astounded of here we are, and it's feeling more and more, at least where I am, it like things are opening up, like our lives are coming back, and whatever that means to you, whatever form we choose, whatever, you know, there's so much conversation that I've been privy to of, you know, these questions and these choices of what do we want to return to, and what do we want to create that's new? And for a lot of people, I think there's been a beautiful connection to family and to self that maybe wasn't even happening as strongly before the pandemic. I'm not saying the pandemic was good, but I'm just saying that that was one of the positive gifts that did end up coming out of something that's so grief-filled. And I know for a lot of people, it's just this question of where do I want to put my energy next? And it's curious that I started talking about that, because that isn't really what I was planning to talk about, but something that's what wanted to come forward, which is actually what I want to talk about. That's kind of funny. That was very meta. So, well, really what I've been thinking about so much this past week, and I've probably alluded to it in my last couple voice notes, but it seems even more pronounced this week, which is this idea of breadcrumbs from the universe. And I'm going to preface this because I facilitated an author panel for Mango Publishing, who published my book, Say It Now. Every Wednesday, I facilitate a panel, which, just a little aside, it's open to the public. Everyone's welcome. They're fascinating conversations. And the authors with Mango are, you know, just really such a thoughtful, interesting, kind, compassionate group of people. The topic last week, it was called The Many Forms of Prayer, and we started that panel by prefacing it by saying, you know, that everything is welcome, whatever people think. So when I say to you the breadcrumbs from the universe, what I immediately was thinking is what the same thing we said about prayer, you know, that the universe is maybe an expression, not maybe, it's the expression I use, for all that is, for source, for life, for God, for the divine, for spirit, for abundance, for the mystery. Darn, I wish I had it. Maybe I do have it in front of me. That'd be kind of fun. I read it at the beginning of the panel. Oh, goodness, here it is. See how life provides? So, This is from B.J. Gallagher's book, Your Life is Your Prayer, and she starts off the book just sort of saying, for the purpose of discussion, since we cannot know the true name of God, we've used a variety of names throughout the book. And she says, universe, almighty, creator, Dearest God, Father, Mother, Goddess Divine, God, Great Unknown, Heavenly Guide, Higher Power, the Great I Am, Highest, All That Is, Joy, Mighty Peace, Presence, Sacred Voice. And this is one of my favorites. She says something. Just something with a capital S. And then something I don't know with a capital S. Source, Spirit. Anyhow, so I guess I just wanted to say that too. When I say breadcrumbs from the universe, you can substitute in whatever if there is something. Now, I know, again, not everybody even believes in sort of a quote-unquote, as she said, something with a capital S. But that is kind of what I'm referring to. If any of you follow Pam Grout, she uses the dude, which is very funny. But there, in my experience, there is something. Well, I'm going to say it this way. Whether or not there's something more, we can find meaning in our lives and in the things that happen to us. That's good. I didn't even actually know I was going to say that. But so even if we don't believe that there's a something with a capital S, which this might become the thing that I use because I love that, something with a capital S. Even if we don't believe there's a something with a capital S, we do know that as we're going through our lives, things are happening. We're meeting people. We're getting phone calls. We're glancing at headlines. We're picking up a book. We're listening to something. You know, it's undeniable that each of us goes through their day with completely different experiences and completely different input. So I was talking to my friend Trisha the other night. We talk every Wednesday night. And Trisha and I, for the hour and a half that we were talking, we were both astounded, actually, when we really, because what we were really doing was pausing to think about, like, and talk to each other about what came into your life. And we were calling them, you know, messages. Again, I'm calling it breadcrumbs right now because that's the way I'm seeing them. But it was really fascinating when we paused to reflect on the various things that had, you know, a lot of times you guys will hear me say, you know, something that sparkles or something that feels like it's kind of lit up in neon. Last week, if any of you listened to my voice note, I was talking to you about the crows, and the crows are a really good example. And believe me, they are still, morning and night when I take my walk, they are still following me and cawing at me loudly. So that's an example of there's some message there, if I want, right? Like, of course, this isn't, you know, this is only, I'm just saying this in the sense of how, I guess, how I have found deeper meaning in my life and joy and delight. It has delighted me to talk to these crows. Now, 6 weeks ago, I didn't have crows in my life. I had no connection to crows. Something happened where they suddenly got my attention. In the same way, last week, I had a number of conversations about creativity and this idea. Again, it started with my voice note to you where I was telling you I found that little snippet that my son had said when he was 4, which was, "Hey, Daddy, let's get some wood and some hammers and build something and find out what it is." And from that one little snippet that I happened to find accidentally, and I'm putting that in quotes because I feel like it was a breadcrumb for me, from that and from paying attention to it, from talking to you about it, then I proceeded to have many conversations throughout the week with people who may not even, you know, heard that voice note, or even, you know, I didn't even prompt the conversation, but it was just people talking about this idea of how we can offer ourselves and our experiences and to the mystery. And it's a very different experience, not right or wrong, just a very different experience than when we set out to build something specific. And I'm going to give a shout out here to Ren, who responded to my voice note last week. And she she talked about her own creative process and how, you know, if she sets out to create something with a little s, this is not something with a big S, which is not what I'm now calling the divine. When she sets out to create something, there's so much pressure and it doesn't turn out the way, you know, like she had said something to the effect of, if it's supposed to have straight lines, my lines are crooked. It just doesn't look the way that it's quote unquote supposed to be. And so instead she just sets out, right, with her materials and then gets the chance to see what gets created. And there's a real place for this in our lives, right? And I think, again, this feels really meta to me, that the idea of following breadcrumbs is the same thing. I don't know, you know, I don't know why the crows started coming. I don't know why I picked up Effortless and Essentialism by Greg McKeown when I did, you know. I don't know why, you know, it happened to coincide with an art project that I was doing with my coaching group this week, and that brought up a lot of the same conversation. Like, all I know is that I'm paying attention. And for me, and I'm hoping you'll look at this for yourself, I'm hoping that as I'm talking, or perhaps after I'm talking, that you get the chance to just sort of see, like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, you know? So when I was talking to my friend Trish, she had a whole different set of breadcrumbs of things that had sparkled, that had sort of shone in neon, that had jumped out, that had called to her, whatever the language is that feels right to you. But looking at her week, you know, she had a handful of them. And when she actually started looking at them as a collection, there was a theme. There was a message for her. And again, I don't know whether there's a something with a capital S creating and sending these messages, or if it's simply the intelligence, this is my spiritual teacher, she always says, the intelligence that animates us, that there is an intelligence that animates us, and perhaps it's simply that whatever it is that makes us these living, breathing, ever growing and changing, ever creative beings, that it wants to connect the dots, or it can connect the dots, and from that create something that's meaningful. Now, the reason that I think this is so important is that I do believe that most of us, if not all of us, we really thrive when we feel as if our lives are meaningful. And at any given time, we may be feeling like we have very meaningful relationships. We may feel like we have very meaningful work. We may feel like we have a very meaningful spiritual connection. We may feel like we have a meaningful connection to ourselves. And other times it may feel, you know, kind of bereft, like a desert, and we're not feeling that meaning. And for me, the following of the breadcrumbs is a way that I can reconnect to that meaning. And what I like about it is exactly what I was talking to you about last week, which is, again, that sense of unfolding or blossoming. It's not me efforting to figure it out, or it's not me trying to make meaning, but really to pay attention. And there's a beautiful, I don't know why this keeps coming up. This is really funny. This is probably going to be one of those breadcrumbs for me, but I was going to say there's a beautiful something, but when I saw it in my head, it had a capital S. There's a beautiful something that almost feels orchestrated. And it's probably very similar, if any of you have ever written poetry, it feels to me very similar to that process. You know, when we're writing poetry, I guess writing in general or creating in general, that there is simply a connection that happens. We're writing along, we want to write about, you know, love, and before we know it, an image drops in of, you know, a connection we had to a one-year-old where we felt this great love. And, you know, it's a beautiful image and we put in our poem. So that's what I wanted to say today. I can't believe it's already been 15 minutes. Let's play a little bit more Tracy Chapman. The other thing that's interesting is I have been really listening to like, I can't remember when Tracy Chapman was popular. I don't know if she's even still out there singing, performing, but there's been a lot of like connections for me about previous parts of my life, almost taking stock in a kind and good way. But here we go. Here's some Tracy Chapman. It's called If Not Now.
Morning comes, you can wait for the new day. You can wait and lose this heart. You can wait and soon be sorry. If not now, then when?
Tracy. I'm so glad I played that snippet because Tracy just reminded me of, I forgot to tell you the whole point why I picked If Not Now, because my encouragement to you, my challenge as it were this week, is that when something drops in, you know, like suddenly you have a thought about a book or a teacher or a friend, you know, I wanted to just encourage you to play around with that this week, to immediately go toward that. You know, again, whatever you call your something with a capital S, really take these things as messages from that something else and follow them immediately and then just watch what happens. You know, I suspect that like me, you'll find delight and depth and meaning. And if nothing else, you'll have some really interesting things to talk to people about, right? So, you know, there's always just that. Like it opens our world. Oh, this book idea, you know, this book dropped in. You pull it off the shelf and suddenly you've opened it to page 42. You don't know why. And there's something there. So that's my encouragement. I'm glad that I played a little bit more Tracy to remind me of, you know, the whole thing of now, you know, do it now. You know, I think that's one of the big keys, because the energy is alive in the now. So, all right, I send you love and I send you secret messages that you discover while you're out walking or talking to someone. And I send you that superpower of being able to see the sparkle, the glimmer, the lit upness. And I send you a big hug and lots of sense of contentment this week and peace. Okay, bye-bye.